USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This department is responding to the suspicious packages that have been sent to several political leaders and a media outlet in the last few days.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking out as more packages surface. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro, a total of 10 pipe bombs so far. Sessions speaking in Washington, D.C. at the Opioid Addiction Conference.
We condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms.
Turning now to the caravan controversy, President Trump says he plans to send 800 members of the military to the border to help back the National Guard and Border Patrol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
More now on USA Radio's top story. Who is behind sending the 10 pipe bombs to Democrats? Weighing in, retired Utah Congressman Republican Jason Chaffetz, now a Fox News contributor. Details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
At least 10 suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest were addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz joined Fox News to talk about where he believes there's a security breakdown.
Where the system does break down, if I'm being candid about it, is when members go back to their home offices. You know, a Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what she's dealing with in Florida, they don't have those types of protocol. They don't have that type of protocol in place.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, stocks soar, the Dow gaining 401 points, the Nasdaq up 209, and the S&P 500 up 49 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new Associated Press poll out ahead of the midterm election finds most Americans do not believe the vast political divide in the country will get better anytime soon. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Few Americans say they believe the stark divisions being seen these days are going to get better anytime soon. The newly released survey finding that more than 8 in 10 Americans believe the country is greatly divided about important values. Just 20% say they think the country will become less divided over the next few years. 39% believe things will only get worse. A strong majority, 77%, say they are dissatisfied with the state of politics in the nation. How Americans view President Trump divides along partisan lines. The poll finds 83% of Republicans approve of how he's handling his job. 92% of Democrats and 61% of independents say they don't approve.
A Hawaiian island in big trouble.
East Island was almost entirely washed away by the storm. Hurricane Welaka was one of the most powerful storms ever recorded. East Island, part of the French Frigate Shoals, in the far western reaches of the Hawaiian chain. The island and the coral reef around it were an endangered habitat for monk seals and green sea turtles. Welaka was a Category 4 storm that made a fish hook turn, so East Island absorbed the brunt of its power. Neighboring Turn Island also had its shape altered by the hurricane. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.